it's time to play the puzzle. Joining me as always is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Lulu.
Remind us of last week's challenge.
Yeah, it was a straightforward one. I said, name part of the human body, switch the first two letters to get a two-word phrase for something that is worrisome. What is it? Well, the part of the body is the abdomen. Switch the first two letters and you get a bad omen.
We received almost 1,000 correct responses, and our randomly selected winner is Steve Tivel of Berkeley, California. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Steve, I heard you met a very special someone through the puzzle. There's a love story here, I think.
It's a little reversed. I met the lovely person, and she introduced me to the puzzle. When I was dating my wife, she stopped me when we had a Sunday morning date to listen to the puzzle, because you do the puzzle, right? We've done the puzzle together since.
Oh, that's a beautiful story. Love over the puzzle. We love it. All right. Are you ready to play?
Let's go.
Take it away, Will.
All right, Steve. Every answer today involves a familiar three-word phrase in which the middle word is to, T-O. I'll give you the end of the phrase. You tell me the start. For example, if I said basics, you would say back, as in back to basics.
Okay.
And as a hint, I'll tell you your answer will always have exactly four letters. Number one is order. Blank to order.
Made to order.
Made to order, also called to order, either way. Please, P-L-E-A-S-E.
Aim to please, but that's three letters.
Right.
My husband says this about me.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
If you're very persnickety, you are
hard to please.
Hard to please is it? Five.
Nine to five.
That's it. Riches.
Rags to riches.
Uh-huh. Nuts.
Soup to nuts.
That's right. That. T-H-A-T.
Not this to that. I'm getting stuck.
If you agree emphatically, you might say this.
Or you say it at the end of a prayer.
Amen to that.
Amen to that, is it? Papa.
To Papa?
Yeah. Especially if you're playing dice.
Come to Papa.
Come to Papa, is it? Dawn.
Dusk.
Dawn.
Dusk to dawn.
That's it. Table.
Table. Something to table.
Very fashionable at restaurants.
Right.
Fashionable at restaurants. I would think I might have that one, but oh, farm to table.
Farm to table, is it? Earth.
Back to earth.
Back to earth. I'll give you that. I was thinking down to earth, also fall to earth works. How about mouth?
Hand to mouth.
That's it. 60.
Zero to 60.
That's it. Nothing.
Come to nothing.
Okay, I'll give you that. I was going for next to nothing. How about judgment?
Rush to judgment.
Good one. And your last one is pay, P-A-Y.
Pay to play? Doesn't
no,
work.
That's it.
No,
that's
it. That would be back
direction.
To the side.
If someone does something terrible to you, you'll say there is...
Oh, they'll be hell to pay.
They'll be hell to pay. Nice job.
Good job, Steve. How do you feel?
Oh, feeling pretty good.
Good. You did a great job.
Looking forward to sporting my lapel pin.
Awesome. Well, indeed, for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Steve, what member station do you listen to?
I listen to the puzzle on KQED in San Francisco, where I'm a sustaining member.
Yay. Steve Tivel of Berkeley, California. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
It's been a lot of fun. Thanks.
All right, Will, you are heading out of town to go to Togo and Ghana next week, which sounds exciting. So that means we have a special two-week challenge. What is it?
Well, it's a creative challenge. And, you know, television today can be so derivative. And so is this two-week creative challenge. The object is to pitch an idea to one of the networks, either broadcast or cable, in which your show's title is just one letter different from an existing show's title, past or present. Name your TV show and summarize it in 15 words or less. For example, you might do NYPD Clue, Manhattan crime investigation in which each case hinges on a single unexpected piece of evidence, or Have Gut Will Travel. It's a portly host tours the best all-you-can-eat restaurants in America. So entries will be judged on their sense, naturalness of wording, humor, and overall effect. No more than 3 entries per person, please. And the person who sends the best TV pitch, in my opinion, will play Puzzle on the Air in 2 weeks.
That sounds exciting and fun. So when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, you get to submit 3 unique entries over the next 2 weeks. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, June 14th, 2018 at 3 p.m. Eastern. Please take note of the extended date. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master and globetrotter, Will Shortz. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Lulu.